Right now with Joe and Gracie, hour number three here on July 3rd, a Monday. Hope you are having a wonderful holiday weekend. Certainly apologize for the conditions of I-10 throughout the afternoon today. It's been like this all day, at least since I've been monitoring, about 12:30. It could have been a lot earlier than that, but Channel 3 talked to Senator Doug Broxson. If you didn't catch it, that it's due to an expansion plate on the Blackwater River Bridge that popped loose because of the heat, so that necessitated emergency construction repairs to be made. So construction crews reduced the traffic to one lane on the bridge, and that has been the source of all of this traffic backups that we've seen this afternoon, not only on I-10, but folks getting off on 87 and trying to use Highway 90 to get through Milton as a go-around. So both westbound lanes seeing significant backups throughout the afternoon today. So if you are at work or just wherever you may be and you're trying to get to Escambia County from Santa Rosa County and you're east of Milton, just know that that's what's happening and leading to the significant backups that we've seen throughout the afternoon. Stole Gracie's thunder there. I apologize for that, but our top story here locally this afternoon is that over in Santa Rosa County. 6:15 now, traffic and weather together.
Well, we just got kind of a rundown on traffic, but just again to keep in mind, between 87 and Blackwater River on I-10 and on Highway 90, you're going to see extremely slow moving traffic due to this construction going on I-10 westbound. Other than that, other areas are looking good, but if you have any details, give a call to the traffic line. For weather, we're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms are definitely in the forecast, but it's not all-day rain. Our rain chance for the 4th of July, about 50%. High temperatures are going to be up in the low 90s, but our heat index values will be in the triple digits. It may feel like it's somewhere between 105 and 110 here for the 4th, and really the forecast is pretty similar as we head through the next several days. Overnight lows, upper 70s, and even overnight, there's a chance a shower or storm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Yep, we do have a 30% chance of storms for this evening with a low of 79. It's 89 right now in our area with a heat index of 97. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So looking at some more local news headlines today, of course, a deadly weekend, two different house fires. The first Saturday afternoon at a home on North 8th Avenue, one man died after being trapped in the home. Also, a second fire broke out at an RV in the 4300 block of West Jackson Street. Channel 3 talking to neighbors remembering that victim.
He's very sweet, very kind. He was there for you when you needed somebody to talk to. He's very sweet, and I'm gonna miss him. I loved him to death.
Down the road in Panama City Beach, a series of tragic drownings, of course, last weekend. Five separate incidents, according to the Bay County Sheriff's Office, of parents letting children swim in the Gulf under double red flag conditions.
You know, it's the adults' responsibility to protect their children.
That's Captain Jason Daffin with WJHG. He says that the sheriff's office is now discussing possible child neglect charges with the state attorney's office in those cases. Heard from Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson today. Of course, Saturday, the new permitless carry gun laws went into effect.
And we're hoping to keep it that way. I mean, right. Everybody should know that the concealed carry law does not apply to open carry. That did not pass. So hopefully everybody got that message.
And he says so far there have been no issues in his county. So that's some good news there. Of course, July 4th is tomorrow. And downtown Pensacola, the big fireworks show that's being called the largest fireworks show ever held in Pensacola. It's being put on by Pyro Shows, a Tennessee-based fireworks company. They've been in business for more than 50 years. It's the first large fireworks show since Sertoma decided to step away from being the major backer of the show and it can be watched from either downtown Pensacola or Pensacola Beach, and you can watch and listen to the simulcast on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. So that's pretty cool there. 6:19, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our state and national headlines, July 3rd edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Join Health and Hope Clinic this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Executive Director Sally Bergosh will be here to give us an update on the clinic along with some exciting activities on the horizon. Health and Hope Clinic provides health care to the uninsured and the medically underserved in our community. That's Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Health and Hope Clinic providing help and hope to the hurting.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola's 4th of July fireworks over Pensacola Bay start at 9 p.m. and are presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. The best spots to watch will be from Bayfront Parkway, Plaza de Luna, or Community Maritime Park for the Symphony. Don't miss the Pensacola Symphony and their free Sparks and Stars performance starting at 7 p.m. presented by Peter Mouget. Bring your radio. The fireworks will be synchronized to the music on Cat Country 98.7. Thanks to Pete and Heating and Air. The countdown gets started at 9, live on Cat Country 98.7.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
New South proud!
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's renovation, and updates, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. It's Bands on the Beach 4th of July edition with Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs.
Baby, baby, looks like it's gonna hit.
Playing all types of music from the 50s through today, Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs is a fan favorite, high-energy show packed full of sing-along favorites. Celebrate the 4th at Bands on the Beach and stick around at 9 for the Pensacola Beach fireworks.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
News Radio Pensacola. A great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Let freedom ring. Let the white dove sing. Let the
Let the
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you, getting you caught up on everything going on in your world today. July 3rd, the lead up to July 4th holiday. We're certainly excited about that. Of course, we got the big fireworks show downtown. Gracie, remind me one more time, from 7 to 9, we've got the
Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars event. So 7:30 to 9 at Community Maritime Park, free concert and great place to check out the fireworks at 9.
Very cool. So we're carrying that. And then at 9 o'clock, you can switch over to our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, for the simulcast of the fireworks display that's starting at 9 o'clock. 850-437-1620. We are taking your requests for patriotic bumper music. That's all we're playing today for the last remaining breaks that we have, and all show tomorrow, of course. So get those in. 850-437-1620 is the text line. 625 now. Get a check of the roads and weather.
Well, unfortunately, I-10 and Highway 90 in Santa Rosa County not looking much better. You're going to be seeing slow traffic in between Blackwater River Bridge in between 87 Blackwater River Bridge westbound. There's slow moving traffic due to emergency construction being done on Blackwater River Bridge. It's the right lane that is blocked off once you're getting onto the bridge westbound that is causing some major delays on I-10. That's also going to be in the same area on Highway 90, causing some major slowdowns in between 87 and downtown Milton. Expect extremely slow moving traffic in the westbound direction. For weather, we do have a low of 79 tonight with a 30% chance of rain. It's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And to tell you why the traffic has been the way it is in Santa Rosa County, it's been this way since at least 12:30, if not sooner than that. But there was an expansion plate on the bridge that popped loose because of the heat. State Senator Doug Broxson confirming that with Channel 3 a little bit earlier on this afternoon. So that required emergency repairs. So they got construction crews out there. Lane reduced to 1 in the westbound lanes just as you're getting onto the Blackwater River Bridge there. So all afternoon, a parking lot, as you know, cars are trying to shift over and they're trying to get folks through. And that's kind of had a domino effect of people getting off 87, trying to take 90 across. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, just a mess in Santa Rosa County, unfortunately, today. Getting some state headlines here. A joint operation underway in Palm Beach trying to determine what in the world the long green tubular object was that was found by a snorkeler last week. It was made in nearly 10 feet of water out in the ocean. Both local leaders and the U.S. Navy says it was a military non-explosive training missile, but it had not been confirmed yet. It was later removed and disposed of. So in Palm Beach, we've got training missiles, and here in Pensacola Beach, we have a possible Civil War era swords.
Just those summer finds in the beach.
Or a Mardi Gras sword.
Yeah.
One of the two. There's no middle ground.
Yeah, exactly. Mexico is weighing in on Florida's new immigration law. The law that went into effect on Saturday includes money to move migrants out of Florida, limits access to ID cards, and requires more companies to use electronic systems to authenticate a person's eligibility to work in the U.S. Well, Mexico's foreign ministry says over the weekend that criminalization is not the way to resolve the phenomenon of undocumented migration.
Good news from the National Hurricane Center. After two disturbances were being monitored last week, their map of the Atlantic Basin is showing no tropical cyclone activity over the next 48 hours. And no new activity is expected over the next 7 days, too.
And if you're a fan of the Florida Gators, well, the swamp's going to get a makeover. And a big one. The University of Florida's is working on a plan to give the swamp a multi-million dollar makeover. So the school's officials say that they've begun searching for an architectural firm to design the largest facility project in its history, and UF's Athletic Association is conducting a study to determine the renovations for Ben Hill Griffin Stadium that's going to cost at least $400 million.
Yeah, that's not cheap. Quick rundown of some national headlines here. President Biden will meet with King Charles during his upcoming trip to Britain. The visit scheduled for July 10th at Windsor Castle. Americans are being told to reconsider traveling to China. The State Department says there's a risk of wrongful detention. U.S. citizens could be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. A new ABC News poll shows a slight majority of Americans agree with the Supreme Court decision to remove race as a factor in college admissions. 52% voted in favor, 32% disapprove, and 13% undecided. A Virginia sheriff accused of giving out deputy badges in exchange for cash bribes. Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins was arrested on federal charges. Prosecutors say he took bribes and campaign contributions of over $72,000 from eight people, including two undercover FBI agents, in exchange, allegedly would give them auxiliary deputy sheriff badges he claimed would allow them to carry concealed weapons without a permit in all 50 states. In Oklahoma, they've already had more tornadoes this year than the average number for an entire year. From 1950 to 2022, Oklahoma averaged just over 57 tornadoes per year. They had 10 just in the month of June. So far in 2023, there have been 62. It's 6:30 now. We'll get an update from Fox News, come back with a look at sports headlines and weird and wacky stuff, including an assault on the way that I eat hot dogs. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Graham. Police in the nation's capital are looking for the suspect or suspects who targeted several Washington businesses with explosives. Fox's David Spunt.
Now, the attacks began at 4:30 yesterday morning. The first, a Truist Bank ATM. Someone detonated an explosive outside the building, causing damage inside. Good news, no one was inside this. A second, a Nike store 6 minutes later. Then a third attack 9 minutes after that.
Investigators describing the explosives as Molotov cocktails. The holiday road leading to travel headaches at several airports. Many passengers expressing frustration.
There was going to be a delay or cancellation because it happens quite often.
They're trying to get too many flights in and out.
FlightAware.com is reporting 3,200 delays today and nearly 130 cancellations. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Inflation remains a concern, but most consumers do expect it to decline in the years ahead, according to recent surveys likely to be welcomed by the Federal Reserve. The New York Fed's May survey found that consumers expect to see 4.1% inflation a year from now, the lowest such reading in 2 years and down sharply from its recent peak of close to 7%. More important for the Fed, consumers expect inflation to ease to 3% in 3 years and to 2.7% in 5 years. Wall Street's shortened pre-holiday trading session, as expected, was a lackluster one, though the indexes did manage narrow gains. In the first session of the second half of the year, the Dow Industrials edged up 10 points. The S&P 500 added 5. The NASDAQ Composite rose 28. You've heard the expression, the rich get richer. Well, here's more proof. The Bloomberg Billionaires Index show that the world's 500 wealthiest people added $852 billion to their fortunes over the first half of 2023 and averaged $14 million per day each. That's Your Money Now.
This is John Marks with a CBS Sports Minute. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, a yearly tradition on the 4th of July, and once again, the heavy favorite to win, and for good reason, is Joey Chestnut. He's won 7 straight years and 15 out of 16, and he's a huge favorite. His over-under for hot dogs eaten in the 10-minute time limit, 72.5. That's a lot of pig parts. I'm John Marks.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Southern Recipe.
Pork rinds.
Southern Recipe pork rinds not only taste bolder than your traditional snack, they're also low-carb, high-protein packed and have 7 grams of collagen per serving. Southern Recipe pork rinds are as tasty out of the bag as they are in your favorite keto-friendly recipe. Find your rind in the snack aisle or at southernrecipe.com. That's southernrecipe.com.
Southern Recipe
pork rinds.
Available in the snack aisle at your local racetrack today.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the west side of Pensacola.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend, getting ready for the 4th of July, celebrating today and tomorrow, and just enjoying this long weekend. We're having a special, you know, pre-4th of July show, July 3rd show. So make sure to text in your 4th of July patriotic songs that you like to listen to. Well, we'll love to play them. So make sure to text those in, 850-437-1620. Going to get a look at traffic real quick before we get to our sports headlines. The major slowdowns are going to be on I-10. That's going to be I-10 in Santa Rosa County. That's due to expansion plates in the Blackwater River Bridge pop loose due to heat and are requiring repair. So that they've been working on that the majority of this afternoon, and that's going to be, again, Blackwater River Bridge where the construction is. That's going to be the right lane blocked off and backing up past 87 still on I-10. That's also caused a lot of slowdowns in surrounding areas, including Highway 90. Highway 90 between 87 and downtown Milton is extremely slow moving. That's going to be, again, in the westbound direction. And Ward Basin Road getting up north to Highway 90, backing up past South Airport Road. So a lot of slowdowns in Santa Rosa County heading westbound. So keep that in mind. Other than that, we are looking good on our roads. And for weather, we do have a slight chance of rain for this evening. That's going to be 30% chance of storms with a low of 79. Coming up tomorrow, we actually have 60% chance of storms. So some pop-up storms throughout our 4th of July with a high of 90. So it'll still be hot. It's 89 right now in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
If I may get on my soapbox for just a moment, and this is going to sound like I'm complaining, but I'm really not. This is more of just a PSA to cities, towns, organizations, or even individuals that like to stage, I would say, average to big fireworks displays. I would really like to see more of them done on July 3rd.
Yeah.
Or, you know, in this case, I think even Sunday, July 2nd would have been appropriate. But, you know, for many of us, we're going back to work on Wednesday. And so to have a big fireworks display, say, in Milton or Navarre or whatever, doing it on the 3rd tonight, because most of us are off work tomorrow, rather than doing it on the 4th and then having to wake up at, you know, 8 o'clock or whatever time it is. It's just a random thought that I had. But I know a lot of big cities, city I grew up in, Columbus, they would do their red, white, and boom celebration. It was always on July 2nd or 3rd. And, you know, that allows you not only, you know, you get to sleep in the next day, but you get to go to other fireworks displays elsewhere, you know, maybe more time spent with family or friends. So I'm just simply asking for a nice assortment of fireworks displays, not all on the same night, but rather spread out over 2 or 3 days. Is that a reasonable request?
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I'm actually surprised I didn't hear many this weekend. I don't know if I just, you know, was not in an area where they were going off a lot, but usually if it's not on 4th of July, you at least hear people at their house doing fireworks all throughout the weekend beforehand.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, too. Being a new father of a 3-month-old, I am going to have a much different outlook on private fireworks shows than I have in the previous years that I've been alive. I hope they don't impact us too much. I will have a full report to both tomorrow and Wednesday, and we'll see how it works. Texter says, we were talking last segment, President Biden's going to England, and he's going to be meeting with King Charles during his upcoming trip. That's going to be, I think, next Monday he's going to be over there. Texter says, hope he does not say, God save the Queen. Well, he's already done that, so I would say all bets are off. Who knows what he's going to say and greet. But I do hope that he is aware that it is a king now. But he may not be.
We'll
but
find out.
He's already done that. Where are we? I think
sports.
We were. Yeah, sports. So I'll make this really quick here. Quick rundown of Major League Baseball scores in progress. The Marlins and the Cardinals tied at 2, bottom of the 4th inning. The Braves and the Guardians are in the 3rd. They are scoreless right now. Earlier, the Brewers beat the Cubs 8-6, and the Astros beat the Rangers 12-11. FS1 has the Angels and Padres. That starts at 8:40 on FS1. Of course, July 4th means that it's the famous Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. That's out at Coney Island, and it's likely going to be Joey Chestnut winning the men's title. He's won 15 of the last 16, eating 61 hot dogs last year in 10 minutes. And the women's defending champion is also coming back, Miki Sudo. She won last year after eating 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I have tried watching it in the past. I just cannot stomach it. So I will not be watching, but I look forward to seeing the report of who won. Health, business, and science notes. We all know that fireworks can be dangerous, but some parents see sparklers as a safe alternative on the 4th of July. Well, emergency room doctors warn that they can still cause serious damage in the hands of a child.
We've seen injuries to the eyes where the eyes are burned. It can cause loss of vision as well as burns to the hands.
That's Dr. John Tully, says that, you know, use common sense, and parents should always be supervising them, keep them away from everyone. As the National Safety Council says, sparklers burn at up to 2,000 degrees.
Also, Apple is officially the most valuable company in history. This happened on Friday. Apple closed at a record-breaking $3 trillion market value. The company hit $1 trillion mark in 2018 and became the first ever to cross the $2 trillion mark in 2020.
United Airlines giving customers 30,000 frequent flyer miles who were delayed by the massive disruptions over the past week. Meanwhile, United CEO Scott Kirby had to come out and apologize for what he says was an insensitive decision to fly private last week while customers were left stranded.
Also, the cost of mailing a letter is going up. The U.S. Postal Service is hiking up its prices of stamps to 63 cents to 66 cents. This marks the fourth price increase in the last 2 years on forever stamps. USPS says that this hike is necessary to offset inflation in the Postal Service. Also increased rates for packages and marketing mail. And this change is going to happen this Sunday coming up, July 9th.
And last update here before traffic and weather, Bud Light is now selling for less than water in some American warehouses. One in Pennsylvania said a 30-pack of Bud Light was $9. The manager says there he has cases of water that costs more. Bud Light was the top-selling beer in the U.S., but now sales have dropped nearly 30%.
Well, getting a quick look at traffic and weather together, of course, the major slowdown is going to be on I-10. That's I-10 westbound due to construction on the Blackwater River Bridge. Right lane is closed off. That is due to the bridge getting an emergency repair. That's in Santa Rosa County on I-10. This is due to the expansion plate that popped loose and is requiring repairs. So that's the right lane getting blocked off as you're getting onto the bridge and backing up on I-10. Past 87. Also, that has slowed down Highway 90 tremendously. It's looking a little bit better on Highway 90. That's going to be in between Airport Road and downtown Milton on Highway 90, but Ward Basin Road northbound also seeing some extreme slow traffic as people are getting off the interstate and taking Highway 90. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, it is 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 97 and 30% chance of rain tonight and a low of 79. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In pop culture news, Rihanna is searching for a Spotify milestone despite not having a new album out. So the singer has become the first female artist to have 10 songs reach a billion streams on Spotify. Her last album, Anti, it dropped in 2016, so it's been a while.
7 years since the new album, and that's a lot of downloads for, 7 years. I mean, I don't really follow the music scene, but I would imagine that most artists are putting out albums every 2 or 3 years or so.
She did do the Super Bowl,
right?
So I'm like, maybe more people kind of got back into her. She just had a baby, so maybe people are like, oh yeah.
Been seeing a lot of, I guess, speculation, or I think the rumor mill is kind of churning that, you know, in the past Taylor Swift has not has avoided doing the Super Bowl, and I think that there was some contractual obligations that she had that made it, because I know she used to be, was she Spotify or Apple?
I think Apple.
Okay. Well, I think there was something going on about, it used to be with Pepsi. It was like the Pepsi halftime show. Mm-hmm. And, but now that Apple Music is the one that does the Super Bowl, they're starting to pick it up that, you know, maybe this year, this coming Super Bowl is the year that Taylor Swift would be doing it coming off of her tour. I mean, it would make sense. The timing would make sense. So, of course, we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. Speaking of Taylor Swift, a fan doing what she can to keep her identity a secret, going viral for how she looked in an interview with WKRC in Cincinnati. She was wearing a blanket draped over her head and sunglasses. Apparently, I did not know this before today, a nod to the Ghosts that appeared in Swift's anti-hero music video.
Can you tell me what Taylor Swift means to you? She must mean a lot to you because you're here and you've called in sick.
That is very true. I almost named my daughter's middle name Taylor, so.
Oh my goodness, I love it. Now, what are you hoping to snag at the merch truck here?
I want the gray quarter zip.
Yes. We love the gray quarter zip.
Yes.
Love it. Now, are you guys going to the shows this weekend?
I am on Saturday.
Okay. What are you looking forward to the most for that show? Is there any special song, any surprise song you want her to sing?
No, I'm taking an 11-year-old little girl. It's her first time. Mm-hmm. I went to the show in Nashville, so it's more for her.
So it was a two-pronged approach to the outfit. It was to keep her identity secret because she did call out of work sick to go to the Taylor Swift concert. She was from Louisville, so she made the trip to Cincinnati, apparently not to go to the show Friday. Friday was completely dedicated to waiting for hours to get souvenirs and then go to the show on Saturday. So I did not know that that was a part of the Eras Tour experience.
Yeah, big weekend. Lots to do, and it seems like there's a lot of lines to wait in.
Well,
bathroom lines or...
Another thing that I thought of, though, because we talked about this in the 4 o'clock hour, was that, you know, I've been to big events, but, you know, there are souvenir concessions in and around stadiums, you know, and during sporting events, mm-hmm. you know, you can pretty easily go out while the game action is going on and get your souvenirs. But we know that Swifties don't want to miss a single second of the concert, going to lengths to wear adult diapers for the 3-hour show. So it would make sense that there would not be long lines for any sort of concessions or merchandise while the concert is going on.
Yeah.
So everybody just wants to do it beforehand.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more crazy Swifties getting idea. And maybe using it for the Cincinnati girl.
Yeah. 6:50, we'll take our final break of the evening, come back. We have to talk about this next. The hot dog etiquette being put out by the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. They are taking shots across the bow about the way that I choose to consume my hot dogs. And Gracie, too. We'll tell you what that is next. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring, located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you.
July 3rd edition of Pensacola Right Now coming to a close. We will be here, though, 4 to 7 for 4th of July, getting you caught up on everything that happened in the world tomorrow. I'm not expecting too much. Should be a pretty quiet day in the news, but of course, you know, you never know what happens around the world, but hopefully things are a little bit quiet here locally. We'll see what I-10 looks like tomorrow, as Senator Broxson said that on the bridge there was a, what was it called, an expansion plate that popped loose because of the heat. This was sometime early this afternoon or late this morning, but it caused emergency crews to come in and make repairs temporarily, and lanes went down to one, and so all afternoon that has just led to a parking lot on both I-10 and also Highway 90 heading into Milton, folks getting off 87 trying to use that as a go around. So a lot more through traffic than 90 is used to seeing on a regular basis. And I don't know how big of a travel day this is. I would imagine, you know, late tomorrow, maybe even Wednesday, a bigger travel day, but you know, maybe a lot of folks heading home today. But yeah, that's what's been going on over in Santa Rosa County. 6:55 now, final check of the roads and weather.
Well, as Joe mentioned, we do have basically a parking lot on I-10. That's again between Blackwater River Bridge and 87 westbound on I-10, as well as Highway 90. Highway 90 is looking a little bit better. It starts to slow down closer to Airport Road, but it is slow moving until you get into downtown Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic, and if you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms are definitely in the forecast, but it's not all day rain. Our rain chance for the 4th of July, about 50%. High temperatures are going to be up in the low 90s, but our heat index values will be in the triple digits. It may feel like it's somewhere between 105 and 110 here for the 4th, and really the forecast is pretty similar as we head through the next several days. Overnight lows, upper 70s, and even overnight, there's a chance a shower or storm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze, with a low of 79 for this evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So, question, what goes on your hot dog and what doesn't? How many bites is it supposed to take you? The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council has the answers to these questions and more.
Dress the dog, not a bun. Wet condiments like mustard and chili are applied first, followed by chunky condiments like relish, onions, and sauerkraut, followed by shredded cheese, followed by spices like celery salt or pepper. And perhaps the cardinal rule, never ever put ketchup on a hot dog after the age of 18. We all have to grow up sometime. And besides, legend has it that within the city limits of Chicago, you could be arrested for such an offense.
I will not grow up. I did not know that was an issue, that I put ketchup on my hot dogs. Also, dressing the hot dog instead of the bun, I prefer to dress the space in between the hot dog and the bun, not, you know, just going directly on the hot dog. So I don't know if that is an offense or not. Ketchup on hot dogs, I have always done that. I always will continue to do that. Gotten some text in that's saying ketchup on hot dogs is gross. I just don't see that at all.
We got one saying ketchup is gross. I use mayonnaise.
Yeah, I've heard of that too, but no, I don't go with mayonnaise on my hot dogs. No chance there. Some other pieces of etiquette here. You're supposed to serve sesame seed, poppy seed, or plain buns with hot dogs, not sun-dried tomatoes, buns, or basil buns. I don't even know why anybody would consider that. Do not use a cloth napkin to wipe your mouth. Paper is always preferable. Do not take more than 5 bites. We heard that as well. Don't use any utensils. I mean, I would think that that's a given, but so yeah, some interesting ones there, but no, I am not going to stop you, going with ketchup on my hot dogs, and I don't care if you call me immature or childish.
Yeah, I don't like those rules. They're way too particular too. Like,
yeah, Let me eat my hot dog in peace.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Some good news to wrap up a Monday edition, July 3rd edition. In Virginia, a cop ran into a burning building last month to save three dogs. Footage from the officer's body camera shows the three dogs in their kennel. Nobody else was at home. After freeing the dogs, the officer went upstairs to check the rest of the home just to make sure. But kudos to that cop risking his life to make sure that the house was clear and getting those three dogs to safety.
Also, big congratulations to Brianna. Yeah. She is the Miss Baldwin County, but over the weekend, she was also crowned Miss Alabama 2023. In addition to winning thousands in scholarships, she is going to represent Alabama in the Miss America pageant. So congratulations and good luck.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for us here July 3rd. We will be back 4 to 7 tomorrow on July 4th. Plenty of patriotic songs and themes. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you then. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Your home for Dave Ramsey.